We welcome to Star 94.1, Jay Moss. Jay, how are you?
Man, blessed and crazy favor.
Hey, I heard that.
You ever been blessed and crazy favor?
Crazy. Hey, that's the first time I heard it, but I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, your album, first of all, congratulations, coming in at number one.
Thanks a million, man. Those just don't fall out the sky, man. So you just try to soak it all up, man. And, you know, it don't even hit you until it's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No doubt.
Your first album came in at number one. Your second album, V2, number one. You have the Midas touch, Jay.
Oh, man, don't even try. The first one, man, you know, we came out the first time. Everybody was out with Courage and Friend. And as we got on that one, was actually number four. But the song went number one.
Okay, all
and
right.
A lot of people get that kind of mixed up just a little bit. But, yeah, We Must Praise went number one on the first one. But this actual album
Number one
this time.
So this is your first number one.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
That's why we make it such a big deal out of it, man, because, again, you know, I mean, you know the music industry, man, you know, to get a number one record, man, is almost like winning a Grammy to a certain degree, you know. It's just something that everybody looks to have on their resume, man, to know that for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or however long you can have it, that, you know, you know everybody went out and supported your stuff, man. It's just a huge accomplishment, man. We thank God for it.
Tell us about this album, because we heard Operator, and, man, that was like a hit out of the box, and then we didn't hear anything for a while. So tell us, what's on this album that we can look out for?
Well, it's the same formula that we did on the first one, man, but we grew it. You know we couldn't outdo the first one because it was a classic straight out of heaven. So what we did is we used that same formula, man. We consecrated and heard from the Lord as much as we possibly could. And I even had to change environments on this one, man. I moved to Florida for a brief period, man, and just recorded right there on the beach, you know, pajam, laced up all the tracks, man. And I just went down there and me by myself, man, and just really got close to the Lord and just to try to hear what he was trying to say for his people for this time, man. It's just, it turned out being an all-star cast dream album for me, man. I mean, when you think about everybody who came by and just rendered their services, man, from my little sister opening it up with me, Kiki, you know, and 2103, my little brothers, and then right into Kirk Franklin, then right into Karen Clark Sheard, right into Anthony Hamilton, right into Byron Cage and Marvin Elwine, right into Steve Harvey, man. That's an all-star cast. I mean, what artist could ask or complain about, you know, a lineup like that? So we're just really thankful.
Now, I mean, you mentioned all those folks on your album. Mm-hmm. Now, you have Karen Clark Sheard.
She's next to me right now.
Is that right?
She's in the car with me right now as we ride down the Detroit city streets.
Okay. Now, how important was that Karen Clark Sheard to get Jay Moss and Pajam started? How important? I know she's your cousin, but
right.
tell us how important she was to you.
And she all right. You know, like, I think she helped somebody get their career started and stuff, man. She ain't did much enough. We actually helped start her career. You know, her album wouldn't have been much of what it was without us helping to jumpstart her career.
Johnny, you ain't talking about me. You talking about somebody else in the car, right?
Hey, get him, Karen.
See what I had to deal with? But no, man, it was. Well, you know, she was one of the first when we first started. When Pajam first started, man, we needed a project to get us out there, man. And the Finally Karen project was up, and she was adamant about allowing us to produce and share on that with Donna Lawrence, man. And it was a huge thrust for us into the industry, man. And ever since then, man, it's just been one big happy marriage. I mean, we were already blood, of course,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to work together just because you're blood. You know how that can go sometimes.
Right.
And I just thank God that we've had a happy marriage, man, just from all of being on all her records, you know what I'm saying, and just really enjoying and sharing with her, even if she didn't have a space for, you know, on the live set. She always reserved two or three slots on the album. so that we can participate on that, man. I think that's big because, you know, you don't have to do that. Once you do your live piece, you can really close your album out. But for her to just keep those slots open for us and to keep us involved with her career, man, that was instrumental. So when it was time for my album, and I was like, you know, get over here and do these vocals, it was no question about it.
Hey, that is great. Let's talk about your album. Let's talk about some songs. I like Jump. How about Jump Jump? Tell us about that.
You like to open up her. You like to open up her.
Hey.
That one, man, you know, that was just, you know, PDA laced me with a hot track, man. And he's training up some new producers up under us, man. So he gave them a little chance to shine on that song, too. But, man, what's really key on that particular song, you know, people, when they see me, you know, we're known for bringing that energy on stage, man. And we definitely try to put that same energy on a couple of the tracks on the album, man. And I was really happy about that one because I got my cousin Kiki to come on over and lace a couple runs on it. And then, of course, singing in that background is 2103. So, that was a big one for me.
How about Praise on the Inside?
That one, you know, Mom always told me, don't ever forget me. You know, mm-hmm. I know you're going to cater to the young people. I know you have that ear to the street. You're going to do the banging beats and stuff, she said. But make sure somewhere down in the album you don't forget Mama. You know, and what me and my friends can drive up and down the street as we go in and out of our prayer meetings.
Hey.
We want to be able to play something off your album and enjoy it, too. And she's instilled that in me, man, when I, you know, at a very young age, when we were just starting to write, my brother and I, man, and she would just always say, you know, write with substance. Make sure people can see that you have an anointing, that you have a one-on-one relationship with God, and be as versatile as you possibly can, and don't forget your oldest saints, too.
Now, that song, We Love You, that's a rocking song. Tell us about We Love You.
Well, I mean, you almost can't miss with a song that has Byron Cage, Marvin Wine, and Karen Clark Sheard in 2103 with it, you know, on a J. Moss song. I mean, how can you, you know, it's just, you like, you put all them entities together, you bound to come up with something, even if the song ain't that good, you know?
Hey.
So it's just one of them cases, man, where everything just kind of worked, you know? Started off with a great song that we did on Byron's album. And, you know, I just felt like I wanted the song to get a little bit more life, man. And that's what we got to do in the gospel industry. We got to stop putting these records out, and they sit up on the shelf for a couple days, and then the record is just not thought of, man. You know, these writers, you know, had to go through something to put these items on these albums, man. You had to, you know, to get an anointing that's sometimes heard on these projects, man, somebody had to go through something, you know, and I think it's just really unfair for a song or a particular product or an album not to get the life that it does just because the timing is bad, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that we'd rebirth it back on my album, and Byron was nice enough to allow us to do that, and he came over and shared his vocal abilities with me, and it turned out good. We just added Marvin Wine on it to break up the monotony on it, and he did a fine job.